USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaking in Missoula, Montana, making it clear he's running for a second term.
First they say he doesn't know what he's doing. Perhaps he's incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. It's terrible. Then 2 minutes later, say he's got it for 8 years. He's going to take it for long. You can't have both. You can only go one way or the other. You can't do both. Now, 8 years is going to be fine, right? 8 years is going to be fine.
The president says it appears that a missing Washington Post journalist is dead. The president pressed by reporters about Jamal Khashoggi and saying if Saudi Arabia is found to be responsible for his death, there will be very severe consequences. Hurricane Michael claims another life a week after it strikes the Florida coast. It's up to 35 deaths blamed on that storm. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump issues another warning as another caravan of migrants is approaching the nation's southern border. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he could call up the U.S. military and close the southern border. This is a caravan, an estimated 4,000 illegals heading to the border, hoping to get into our country.
Many of the migrants reportedly fleeing violence in Honduras. They were last reported in Guatemala, heading towards the Mexican border. A number of U.S. sailors injured when a helicopter crashes on board an aircraft carrier hours ago. The USS Ronald Reagan was sailing in the Philippine Sea when that MH-60 Seahawk chopper crashed on the flight deck. No word on how many people are injured. The Navy says none of the injuries are life-threatening. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot's worth nearly $1 billion. The Saturday Powerball drawing is worth about $430 million. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
President Trump says it certainly appears missing Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi dead. The president briefed on the situation before flying to Montana for a Make America Great Again rally. There's a new book out on former President Ronald Reagan. USA Radio's Tim Berg interviewing the author. Here's his report.
Civility these days seems to be gone from politics, whether it's the left versus right on social media, the right versus left on TV, cable news, or even on the radio. We're against each other and divided as a nation. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Bob Spitz. He's author of a new book titled Reagan, An American Journey. And one of the things I asked him was, what can we learn from Ronald Reagan regarding bipartisanship and how to work with each other?
I think more than anything that we owe Reagan is his ability to compromise. Look, he fought like cats and dogs with Tip O'Neill, who was the Democratic Speaker of the House. But at the end of the day, they would meet in Reagan's office and chat companionably like two 70-year-old Irishmen and dip into his liquor cabinet. And they learned how to compromise, and they got things done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look at your money now, stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points to close at 25,379. That's a loss of 1.5%. The NASDAQ dropping 157 and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.